speaks about two types of faith. And then there's great faith and there's little faith. You bet. Mm-hmm. I like to have a little great faith, don't you? You bet. I like to have a little great faith. I don't know. Sister Melissa mentioned something about being prayed for. I believe in faith. Amen. I'm going to read this, and I just want to be led to the Lord this morning. It's this is God's service. It's in the Lord's gate to me and you. But I want to read a little bit. This has been on my heart for some time since I've been a sufferer and everything. And I've, a lot of times I've got two little bottles of oil I use around home that I've used for prayer and stuff. The Bible says in James, the 5th chapter, and I know we've all read it and everything, the 5th chapter and the 12th verse, I'll start at the 12th verse. It says, but above all things, brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, lest you fall into condemnation. In other words, have a good conversation. Amen. Let your word be true. We need people of true word. But he said, is any among you afflicted? He said to let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. So, I believe in praying for the sick. I believe in taking things to the Lord. How many believes in taking things to God this morning? Amen. I believe in prayer. I believe in taking things to the Lord, and we pray according to God's will. But I've had that on my heart for a long time, amen, about that scripture and about healing, you know. And I certainly don't claim to be no Benny Hinn or anything like that, amen. But I believe in praying for the sick. I believe in the prayer of faith saves the sick. And I believe in taking thanks to the Lord. I remember when Rebecca was come along, and we dedicated her to the Lord. I'm glad we did. Amen. What a soldier she's become to the Lord and her husband. I really thank God for what he's done for them. My Uncle Mike and my mom's brother, and they're praying people, and my grandma and my grandpa was praying, and Pat had his holes in his heart, and they didn't think he'd ever live, and the doctor done emergency surgeries, and he'd been cut plumb in two. He'd been cut from this side around and from this side around, and then when he was 7 years old, he got laid wide open, and it was all new, how they did things and how they had never done them things before. Dr. Fish and Dr. Graham. Dr. Graham's done passed on, but Dr. Fish is still down there. Pat went down there. He had an ablation done about a month ago. It's just amazing the charts. They still use his charts. And he said how many hundreds and hundreds of people that he has helped by them doing that surgery that they did, by the charts they look at. But I'm here to tell you this morning that it was all by prayer. I remember my Uncle Mike. I remember this about years ago when I was just a young man. And Mom and them was burdened, and they was praying hard and didn't think Pat would make it. It's when he was a young man. He was 7 years old when he had that last surgery. And my Uncle Mike, he was praying, and he said a great peace come over him. He said, and he called my Mom. He said, sis, he said, I just want to let you know everything's going to be all right. I don't know the outcome, he said, but I know everything's going to be all right because it's in God's hands this morning. How many believe in putting things in God's hand this morning?
That's right,
I believe in putting things in God's hands this morning. And when he come through that surgery and everything, and he's had things he's dealt with, and Pat, he And I admire my brother. I've got to spend some time with him, and I'm going to say this for a testimony because it's all about the Lord. It ain't about him, but it's about the Lord. And I want to convince us and reassure us in our faith in God. But I was glad to get to go up there this Thanksgiving, spend some Thanksgiving with him and everything. And he feels better since he's had that oblation done on his heart and all. But he knows it's by the grace of God that he's here. And he always wanted to be a truck driver. Always wanted to drive a truck. Amen. And the Bible says, I read this morning there in the book of Psalms, said, delight thyself in the Lord, Brother Eric. And he said, God will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Delight yourself in the Lord, and God will give you the desires of her heart. Amen. I'll tell you, our biggest need, our biggest prayer, our biggest concern as a child of God should be our relationship with the Lord, and God will make everything else come about. Amen. I'm telling you, God will make everything else come about. But he always wanted to drive a truck. They said, you need to get on. Said, you're not able to drive. Said, you need to get on disability. So he went and got on his disability as a young man, but he just wasn't satisfied. Hey, man, depending on somebody else. And he went and got his license and everything. He was telling me while I was up there. I said, you know, and I was talking to him about when he got his CDLs. And I said, Pat, I said, when you went and got your CDLs, what did you have to do? You know, in your test and everything? And he said, you know, said, I failed my first one. He said, but they told us I need to come right back. He said, you know, said, I felt like somebody's hand. He said, they had 11 things. And these, Morris and them probably know, and Herrick and them probably know, and Greg back there, about between the axles of a truck, 11 things can go wrong with the braking of a truck. He said, and I couldn't think of none of them. He said, it's just like somebody come and put their hand upon my shoulder. And he said, I just begin to rattle them off. Amen. Begin to rattle them off. He said, I tested, I made a 98 on that test. Said, I knew the hand of the Lord, amen, was with me. Amen. He desired to do them things. God, I said, Pat, you know what? And I remember talking with him. I said, are you sure you want to get off your disability and your insurance and things? And he said, yeah, I always wanted to drive a truck. I said, well, God bless you. I said, yeah, we'll pray and God helps you then. Amen. And he drove a truck for years. Amen. Until he had his heart attack and things, and then he's had to quit. But for years he got to do the things he wanted to do, and he knows it's by the hand of the Lord this morning. Amen. How many believes in the hand of God, the unseen hand? I believe it's an unseen hand, don't you? Amen. This morning, I wanted to read that. Amen. And that's not the only time. Amen. My grandmother, and you've heard me talk, we talk about Essie Mae, and I love to hear these stories. I mean, I thought about while we come in here, we're singing these Christmas songs this morning. I'll preach maybe here in a minute. Maybe I won't. I don't know. Amen. I'm going to mind the Lord, though. I thought about when we come in here and sing these Christmas songs, Mars. I thought, boy, how good it sounds. Amen. I was expecting to get the book out. Donald got that out. I thought, oh, boy, yeah, it's Christmas time. Amen. We just sing some Christmas songs.
Yeah.
And I thought, boy, how good it is to sit around. And it reminds me a bit of my own family. Amen. We'll sit around and we'll sing songs and Christmas songs. And then we'll mix in some gospel songs. And boy, how good it is. And I thought, boy, how good, amen, it sounds, amen, to do these things this morning. But my grandmother, amen, she always was afraid. Amen. She loved the Lord. I mean, she loved God. She believed God. Amen. You try to bring a doubter by her way, she'd say, you know, you believe one way and I believe another way. I'm standing on what I know this morning. Amen. How many knows to stand on the Lord this morning? Amen. Say amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen. I know to stand on His Word this morning, don't you? I might not always feel like it. I might not always even look like it. But I'm going to stand on God's Word because I know it works this morning. Amen.
Amen.
She's always afraid. Amen. She's always, I'm telling you, you talk about, I thought, Grandma, as much faith as you've got, you sure are scared a lot. Amen. A storm would come by, there'd come a little rain. She's always scared of a storm. Amen. There at night, I'm telling you, I said, Grandma, I said, this house is more dangerous catching a fire than somebody breaking in on us. But she had the doorknob lock, and then she had a flap lock, and then she had one of them chain locks, and she had about 4 16 penny nails drove over. And if you don't believe me, I can show them to you today. And she'd drive them over, she'd fold them over every night. Amen. And then she'd stick a chair on the doorknob. Amen. And put a box of cans, I promise you, it puts a box of cans on that chair and had a wind chime on the door. If a dog got next to it, it rattled this morning. Amen. That's what I'm, but she had a lot of faith. I thought, my goodness, amen. She had crowbars and everything under the bed. She's going to be protected one way or another. Amen. But she loved the Lord. But she's always afraid. Said, I'm afraid. Said, you're going to stick me in with them old nursing homes. Said, I know it's what you're going to do. Said, you're getting tired of me. Amen. Well, if I don't, I'm going to stay with Robbie. If I don't, I'm going to stay with Carol. Or I'm going to stay with Charlene. Or I'm stay. Always afraid she'd be stuck in a nursing home somewhere. I said, Grandma, you ain't going to be stuck in no nursing home. Amen. We're going to take care of you. She loved the Lord. She trusted God. She had a lot of faith in the Lord. She was a praying woman. We brought down many of the times. Amen. There at the house, we get a phone call many times. People come to the house wanting us to pray. And still do come to my house to pray. And we would pray. But she's always afraid she'd be stuck in a nursing home. And I promise you, amen, we've talked about it. I said, till the day she passed away, amen, she went wherever she wanted to go. She done all, and she didn't want to go to her muddy pond and the Dairy Queen. Amen, out of Monterey. But she done all that she wanted to do. Amen. She done all them things until the day that she passed away. I thought about what Brother Derek said. We was talking about that the other day. I said, he said, I want to dive my boots on. Amen. I don't want to be dependent on nobody. That's the way Grandma was. Didn't want to be dependent on nobody. But she trusted the Lord this morning. Amen. Trusted God. And many times, amen, we prayed for the sick. I can go on and on. Amen. I remember Sister Josie had cancer. And we prayed for her. Amen. We'd gather around and we'd pray for her. Amen. Amen. She lived many, many years after that. But I'm telling you, things that we know about, God can move like lightning. And sometimes God moves in His time. Amen. Joseph used to sing a song, said, may not come when we call, but He'll come on time. God is always on time, and God takes care of His own. How many believes that God takes care of His own?
Amen. Amen. Yes.
God takes care of His own this morning. Amen. But I said all that, amen, because I'd like for Melissa here in a minute, amen, to come. Amen. And it says for us to call, and we might not have no oil, but He said the prayer of faith.
Amen.
We believe and agree, don't we? Amen. We can agree, as the Bible says, even as touching any one thing, amen, it's the prayer of faith that saves the sick this morning. Amen. It's the prayer of faith that saves the sick. And when we do, we bring things, Lord, but we got to bring things to the Lord. The Lord says, I will save you, but we've got to call upon Him. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, how shall they call upon Him whom they have not heard of? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how should they preach except they be sent? Amen. God sends preachers. Somebody say amen,
amen
up there. God sends preachers. God sent me. I never thought that I'd ever be a preacher growing up. Amen. But the Lord said, I've got a job for you to do. And I said, here am I, Lord. I'll go this morning. Amen. How many willing to go for the Lord?
Amen.
I mean, I'm willing to go. It's not always been easy. It's not always been a bed of roses. But He's always been with me this morning. Amen. God's took care of me many, many times. And still does. And I'm sure you've got testimonies. Amen. But we've got to ask the Lord. Bible says, you know what the Bible says this morning? Bible says we have not because we ask not. Amen. Or if we ask and receive not, we ask amiss, that we might receive it upon our own desires, our own lust this morning. You know, when I don't have a prayer answered, I go to look and I say, you know what, Lord, Why is this? Amen. Because God answers prayers.
That's
amen.
Right.
Am I praying this for my own will? Or am I praying this according to your will? Amen. Then the question comes, God, am I good with your will? Are we good with God's will? Amen. That's a question. We talked about that up there when I was in Kentucky. God, amen, wants the best for his children. You believe that this morning?
Amen.
Every good and perfect gift comes from above. Amen. It comes from the Father of lights this morning. But when we pray, he said, we have not because we ask not. We've got to ask the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
God waits on us a lot of times. Amen. God waits on us to move. Amen. We can sit there and we can do nothing and we'll receive nothing this
That's
morning.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
We will receive nothing. Amen. We will receive nothing of the Lord unless we ask. We will see nothing of the Lord unless we pray. Amen. We've got to ask the Lord. I had to ask the Lord to come into my heart. Amen. You've had to ask the Lord to come into your heart. And when he did, amen, you know what the Lord did? God come right on in this morning. Amen.
Amen.
He said, I'll come in and sit down and sup with you. Amen. And you can sup with me. And we can have fellowship with the great I am. Boy, there's nothing better than having fellowship with the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I mean, there's nothing like walking in the joy. I thought about what we were singing these Christmas songs this morning. Amen. How good it sounded. Boy, how pleasant it is. And I thought about, amen, the new birth of what God done for me and you. Amen. On sending his son this morning, that little babe being born in a manger. Oh, my, how good and what a wonderful story
amen.
It is. And the best thing about it, Brother Eric, it is true this morning.
Amen.
Amen. It wasn't something made up in Hollywood, something drawn up by imagination. Amen. But it's something sent down by God this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I love to say praise the Lord one time. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord one time.
Praise
amen.
The
praise
Lord.
The Lord for what he's done. Amen. The Bible said, amen, to enter in his court with praise and with thanksgiving. Because he is good. Boy, you've got a lot of folks today. Amen. They're just down on everything. They're down on their luck. Amen. They're down on everything. They're down on the world. Amen. But boy, there's something to look up to this morning.
Amen.
There's something to feel good about. Amen. There's a lot of folks like to lay on their feelings this morning.
Amen.
Right up there, I'm talking about my nephews. We'll get to it here in just a minute, but I won't mind the Lord. I was up there talking to my nephew's wife and them, and they, amen, they sort of had a little tension between themselves. I said, you know what? I said, this is the way it is. I said, need to get rid of them things.
Yeah.
I said, this family ain't built on them things. Amen, you can't hold a little grudge. It may be something said that hurt your feelings, and amen, this and said something that hurt your feelings. Amen, I said, them things is always going to be. Amen. We got to know what's doing right and what's going right.
Yeah.
Amen. To stand on the truth of God's word. Amen. To shed them other things off.
Amen.
Amen. But folks is holding on to little old things. Amen. And want to drag them down. How many wants to be down this morning? I don't. You?
Yeah.
Amen. I believe a lot of folks get enjoy being down. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
That's right.
I need some good people. Amen. They just wouldn't feel nothing unless they felt down about something. Amen. But I like to feel good about things, don't you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I like to walk with the joy in my heart. Amen. It's not always, amen. There's sometimes you have to weep. Sometimes you have to pray. Sometimes you have to call on the Lord. And sometimes you have to do things and sadness comes. Amen. But he said weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But I believe in a God we can go to. I believe a God we can call upon. Amen. And I mean, whether we got sickness, whether we got cares, he said, cast every care on me. Amen. For I care for you. You got a burden on your heart. Amen. This morning, take it to the Lord. Amen. But I'm telling you this morning, God heals sick people this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord there.
Praise
God
the Lord.
Heals sick people this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God heals sick people this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. I know we'll leave this world one of these days, one way or another. Amen. Brother Mars, something's going to get us sometime or another. Amen. But I'll tell you this morning, God looks out after us. We can go. There ain't nothing can pass through, amen, God's hand and get to me and you this morning.
Amen.
He said, I hold my children in my hand and no man is able to pluck them out. Praise the Lord this morning.
Amen.
You know the biggest fear that we ought to have? Amen. Amen. Is not being able to make heaven our home this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you this morning, because boy, you miss heaven. Amen. You've missed it all this
Amen.
Morning. Praise the Lord this morning. But anyways, amen, I believe in praying for the sick. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm not a faith healer. I don't believe in faith healers. I believe in a healer that's God this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe there are people that can pray for you. I believe we ought to pray for one another. And I'm going to tell you this morning, I'm telling you the truth this morning, I'd just as soon have you folks pray for me as I had anybody. Have you?
Amen.
I mean that. Amen. I'd just as soon have these kids, amen, gather around me and pray for me as I had anyone this morning. Amen. Because I know if you know the Lord, Bible says effectual fervent prayer
Amen.
Of the righteous, what does it say? It avails much this morning. Amen. It avails an awful lot this morning. I've seen an awful lot done. We was talking about, I'll quit here in just a minute.
Bless
you. I was thinking about, we was talking about our family. Well, God bless us with a good one. And you've just got good families. Amen. There's good families here in this church. And boy, how the Lord is blessed and God has done good things. You know, where does this come from? You know where it come from? Heeding the word of the Lord. It ain't always been easy to do. But when we heed to God's word, amen, we don't have to make a show. We don't have to wear a badge or put on a hat or anything. But when we heed God's word, amen. God honors that, brother. Amen.
Right.
Amen. You know that, don't you, brother?
Amen.
Amen. He honors that. When we honor God's word, amen, he honors us this morning. Amen. And I mean, when we honor them things, we honor the things of the Lord. We have respect unto the things of God. Make no mistake about it. Amen. The blessings will come from it this morning. Amen. The blessings will come from it. But he said, any among you afflicted, let them pray. Any merry? Let them sing songs. Amen. Any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of church. Amen. Now I know Melissa ain't sick. I guess she's got some morning sickness. I don't know. I ain't never had it. But I know it comes along with it. But I believe in giving her family to the Lord. And amen. I'm proud of them. I'm proud of the work of them. Going to give them big health. I appreciate you. Amen. And ain't one for what God does. Amen. A miracle. Amen. Be born this morning. Amen. Praise God. But listen, won't you pull me up here? Amen. I don't know if I'm preaching or not this morning. I'm just going to mind. Let's stand. Let's all stand. Brother Eric, Don, Marsh, Derek, won't you come up here with us and help pray? Amen. And you can pray right there where you're at. But just lay our hands on them, amen, and we'll stand right here and pray. We'll ask God to help her with this pregnancy and this baby's born in good health this morning. And we'll just start. Lord, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness right now, Lord.